It's time you got in the game. This show will give you a special code to get great discounts at GoDaddy.com. Get a domain name, free quick blog, and complete email. Get in the game at GoDaddy.com.
Okay, let's see. Recording. Hello. Hello. Oh. Hello.
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 Hello. Hi, Sheldons.
Hey, Maggie.
How are you?
Maggie, Badgie. I'm good.
Well, today's the last day of my binge diet. And not the last day. I mean, it's day 7 of the Weight Watchers, and I still have, 9 flex points. Can you help me figure out how much I can eat?
Yeah, it depends on what you want to eat. You could eat 9 apples. You could eat a Snickers bar and a cup of half a cup of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Hold on a second. I gotta get into the kitchen where the food and the list is.
You have to tell me what kind of food you have, and I
will. I've got plenty of ice cream. That's where we're looking. I had this yummy pie. Okay, I gotta add up the points for today. How much is an apple pie with 2 scoops of vanilla ice cream, full fat?
How big were the scoops? Like half a cup each?
Normal scoop sizes.
Okay, so that would probably be
not
about...
Not huge, not like super huge.
7 points for the ice cream.
Good Lord.
And I'm not sure how big the apple pie is.
Probably about as big as my vagina. No, it was pretty...
Okay, so that's about 20 points.
It was, I'd say, a normal size. It was not.
Okay, so it was probably about 8 points for the apple pie.
Okay, so 8. Now, the salad with a low-fat dressing is what, 1? Yeah.
But it's 15 with the ice cream.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
So light sauce. It was a sauce that was kind of like a pepper sauce, red with a little tuna. So it couldn't have been more than 2. Pasta though, it was a heavy pasta, probably about a cup.
A cup is 6 points.
Christ on a cross. Okay, and this a Caesar salad. With,
well, that's actually kind of high because the dressing has.
Yeah, I know.
And
the dressing is high fat. But I had about a half of it, so about a tablespoon of dressing. But it had cheese on it too, and the chicken. 4 ounces.
I don't remember
chicken.
Offhand. Just say 3, I guess.
No, it's got to be more than that, because it had chicken in it. Did I say that?
Uh huh.
So how much is chicken? 4.
Chicken is, how many ounces of chicken was it?
It's about 4 ounces.
Oh, it's 4 ounce, it's a point per ounce.
Uh-huh. So it's, so we'll say 7 points for the Caesar.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good. Oh, croutons, let's make it 8. Okay, so, and then guess what? I found out that for the first, 4 days, I know I can't, use these, but I was using the wrong... I was giving myself 33 a day. Then I realized I calculated it wrong because I forgot how fat I am. So I get 34 points a day. But anyway, so 34 minus... What, 7? Did we say 7 for the Caesar? Yeah. So 34 minus 10 is 24. Okay, minus 1. That minus 3 is 21. Minus 1 is 20. That's Spanish. God damn this fucking pen. Pasta's... We said 2 servings was 6?
No, 1 cup is 6.
Right, that's what I meant, yeah.
Okay.
14, we're already into flex point zone. Light sauce is 13. Salad for dinner is, now we're at 12. 12 minus 15 is, so I used 3 flex points.
You only have 6 left.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, no, I have 7 flex points.
Oh, okay. So you could eat, a cup of ice cream.
A cup?
A cup.
Really? No, I don't think a cup. What about this gelato? This is too fatty. It says half a cup is 234 calories. I couldn't eat that.
That's 5 points. So you could eat half a cup.
That's only a quarter of a container.
Yeah.
No, I don't want ice cream. I want something that'll last. Some shit? Ooh, what about these light and fit yogurts? They only have 40 calories.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you could eat 7 of those.
That's what I did when I was at Mrs. Slocum's house, because she had, like, the hugest case I've ever seen of these yogurts, like the 1-point yogurts. And I ate every last one in 3 days while she was out of town. And she's like, how did you eat all that? I'm like, look, don't bitch at me about eating food. You said I could eat whatever I want. And he's like, look, I don't care. I just don't understand how a person can eat that much in 3 days. So
I understand completely.
Anyway, so how are you? How is your retail establishment that I can't say the name of? Well, I can, but I won't. Can we talk about your new anything there that you know what I'm talking about or no? No.
I'm trying to get back in shape. I started doing Weight Watchers again. I think that's more exciting than my job.
Oh, you did too?
Yeah.
Did you do it when you found out that I did it?
Yeah.
Really?
I always want to lose more weight than you.
Well, this time it's not possible because we're going to do it in pounds. We're not doing that percentage bullshit. We're going to do pounds.
It's so a deal.
For me to get down to where I want to be, I have to lose about 50 pounds, okay?
Oh, I think I would die if I lost 50 pounds.
That's cool. That's cool. Do you have any stuff that I can have when you die from our weight loss contest?
Yeah. I think it would be pretty fun, though. I bet I could still lose more than you. I bet you'll give up.
Oh, my God. That's so rude. I hope not. But listen, I need motivation because our meeting with the Jews was canceled at the temple because Martin Luther King Day closed the temple. I have to go, but I'm going back to Chicago tomorrow, so I need help motivating because you know how it's always difficult when you're switching and it's 12 degrees out. I have to go see... The only reason I'm going home is to see the psychiatrist. Seriously.
You know, I'll come... isn't it a way to get away from the chewers?
No, I'm at Holly's house. They chew with their mouths closed.
You could go back down to Miami. But you know what? I'm going to come visit you soon, so you have to keep losing weight.
Where are you going to visit? Oh my God, Helenation keeps calling. Helenation is going to visit me either in Chicago or Miami or both. This girl is out of control. You know her, right?
I do. I met her.
She has the weirdest laugh I've ever heard. It's like, it's like a Curly from the Stooges, you know? I don't want to do it too loud because they're sleeping upstairs, but it's like, is that good?
Yeah. I can't really remember much about her. I just remember she was wearing a leopard print coat.
She have a big nose?
No, a leopard print coat.
Right, and a big nose?
I'm confused.
What?
I don't know, I'm just tired.
Okay. I just want to know, just tell me what you ate today. And first of all, when did you start Weight Watchers? How many points do you get a day?
I get 20 points. They redid the program, so now I get like 22 points a day. I just go by the old points, which is 20, because I don't want to get fat.
Get.
And I didn't really, I know, I'm already fat. I just want to lose weight faster.
I'm just kidding. You're not fat. Everybody knows that.
I'm so fucking fat. It's disgusting. So I went into work, and I had a black coffee, and I had oatmeal. There was Nutrisystem oatmeal with some steamed soy milk. So that was 4 points.
Nutrisystem, what was the Nutrisystem what? Sorry.
Nutrisystem oatmeal.
And, okay. And what else was that?
Nutrisystem oatmeal with steamed soy milk instead of water in it.
Okay, but was it enriched with calcium?
Yes.
Then it counts as a milk. You're lucky. Woo.
I know.
What do they do if you don't get all your milk points? I never do. Do they shoot you?
I never do either, and that's why I have a stress fracture.
Oh, my God. The lady, this is another funny story from my meeting from last week because she was Jewish. I have all these stories. I keep forgetting them. So she's one of them, she said, when she was talking about the milks, she says, you got to have your milks. You got to have your five milks because you can get osteoporosis. And then she points, there's like two men in the room. Fortunately, I'm not a man or I would have been singled out. But she said, men have to do this too. Men can get osteoporosis. My husband has it. Isn't that funny?
Weird. Yeah.
I thought it was funny that she outed her husband for having osteoporosis. Do you think he would have liked that?
Probably. I mean, he's married to her.
Oh, yeah. What else? I'm having water while I talk. What else did you have today? How many glasses of water?
I had brown rice for lunch with steamed broccoli and steamed broccoli and shrimp.
Okay. How many shrimp?
I don't know. It's like a cup and a half of steamed shrimp and broccoli mixture.
I hate shrimp. I used to love shrimp. I just can't eat it anymore. I just feel like I'm eating cockroaches.
No. But okay. I don't even know why I got it. I should have just had steamed broccoli because then I'd only have...
Because you wanted your... you didn't get your monthly intake of mercury from bottom feeding fish. Is that one of the
Did
fish
that... Did I really
that...
worry about that?
Yes. You're not supposed to eat heavy fish. Like the fish... You're only allowed to eat those, like, yucky, slimy fishes, the ones from the top of the water. You know what I mean? Like, don't eat swordfish or tuna, that kind of stuff.
And you're not supposed to eat catfish.
No, catfish is a bottom feeder. You don't want to eat that.
I know. I said you're not supposed to.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, and then what else did you have today?
I had, like, 3 spoonfuls of peanut butter. Mm-hmm. And I had...
with bread?
I keep thinking I had a snack when I came home other than the peanut butter. Okay. I ran for 4 miles.
How many points was that you got to burn? Do you know?
I didn't hear you. How many points was what?
How many activity points did you get for that?
Oh, I just say, I don't really... keep track. Like I'm just gonna say 4 because I just do 1.
But you have to keep track.
Mile of running.
It's important. It's motivating. You get 4 points per mile, so you burned. So you burned 12 points today.
No. I burned 4 points. I do 1 point per mile.
Oh, I'm thinking. For some reason, I'm thinking hours. Okay, so you ran 4 miles. Okay, I get it.
Right.
Now, did you get a vaginal discharge when you were running? I have to talk about this. I'm supposed to, it's in my contract, I have to talk about yeast or vaginal problems.
Yeah, I was thinking, I'm doing this art project where on the back of my shirts when I run marathons, I'm like dedicating my run to something, and I was thinking it would be really good to have vaginal yeast on the back of my shirt.
Okay, can you put my name on it and I'll sponsor it?
Yeah.
That way it'll help me and I can pretend it was my idea. Do you mind? No, it's your idea, but... Just put my face and say Madge Weinstein, the Madge Weinstein run from yeast. Can you say that?
From vaginal yeast.
Yeah, will you make those shirts? I'll pay you. Serious, I'll pay you for your expenses. And then I'll promote it too. I'll see if Pod Show can promote it.
Oh my God, you know what? There's actually a 50K in Chicago at the end of March. I don't know the exact date, and I wanted to come. I could do it there.
When is it?
It's at the end of March. It's along the waterfront.
Oh, that's near my 58th birthday. It's going to be dreadful. March 30th. I'm so scared. My father wants to take me to Columbia so I can get shot by some... anyway, that's another story. So I can get chewed on by some ancient Bohemians or whatever. But that sounds like a good idea. I don't know that date would work for me, though. But we could always
plan
for another time. Now, what about the hanging prolapses from the trees that Cheryl would swing from, like Tarzan or Jane?
Well, you have to tell me when it's going to be.
Okay, well, I'm going to work on that with Helen Nation, because she's hopefully going to help with that in between drinks.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm sure everyone's more creative when they're drunk.
Ugh, I'm not.
Me neither.
I don't produce anything when I'm on under the influence, except now I'm... That's why I have to go back to my fucking shrink, because he put me on all these fucking drugs, and I just need to be less medicated. I'm sick of it. But because I'm
former... You know why you feel like that? Because you're eating better.
No, I felt like this for months.
Oh, okay.
I like the food in Germany, though. You should go there, because they have these big things you eat in the middle of the night called donors, and it's kind of like a giant pita bread, but it's really good bread, not shitty, you know? And it's stuffed with all this shaved beef that's, like, been sitting on this pan for years. Like a buffet. I know he had, like, those. Doesn't that sound good?
Well, yeah. I had a meeting at work, and they said, are you willing to relocate? And I said, yeah, send me to Berlin.
Serious? Oh, my God, that would be great. What'd they say?
I know. I don't think that the person I talked to... Well, I said, how often does that happen? And she couldn't answer my question, so...
You can make it happen. You just have to push it. Like, go there, check it out, talk to people there, network, you know?
Yeah.
They popped up everywhere, those places. There's, like, three that were there this trip that I didn't notice this summer, which, you know, whatever.
Do I have to learn how to say all of the drinks in German?
I'm sure they're the same. I looked, I didn't go in, but I went to one. It looks exactly like the same thing in America. The only difference was the Euro sign. Even the, like, goth girl and the black lesbian looked the same. It was just... But the gay guy wasn't there. He must have been on break. The Nelly gay guy. Do you have one of those?
Barkus.
Oh, oops. Barf. No, I... What was that? Barf. What was that?
Barf.
What? Barf twist?
No, cyst.
Oh, barf cyst. For those of you who don't know, we're talking about somebody that you all know, but I'm not going to say who it is because I don't want to give away his identity. So it wasn't really funny for anyone. Barf kiss. All right. Barf kiss. Is Barf kiss doing well over there at the place?
He is. He's actually amazing. I'm surprised.
Okay.
He learned quickly, and he still has a great attitude.
Okay. Well, he's Christian. I think he will continue that attitude because he's one of those Jesus freaks. He makes. Did he tell you about how he makes these? He pours corn syrup on these pecans and sells them and mails them to people at a cult.
No.
You have to ask them. Ask him about the corn syrup and the pecans. Seriously.
Okay.
Will you?
I wonder why he hasn't brought me any.
Will you promise to ask about them?
I promise. I'm going to ask him to give me some.
Just say, Madge said you've got some corn syrup covered pecans. But say pecans, not pecans. It's wrong to say that. All right.
Pecans.
But by the way, Matt, who does the show notes, okayso.radio.libsyn.com, please link to Barf Kiss. I'm sorry, what did we say? Barf Cyst. And link
BarfCyst.
Yeah, barf like puke. Cyst like a thing that smells when you pop it. And link that to, what should we link it to? MikeyPod.com will work. All right. Anyway. That's it. So what is that all you ate? Or did we cover your food eating?
Yeah, that's it. I can't figure out the points. It's probably like 50.
I feel bad because I use every single point. Am I still going to lose weight?
Yeah.
I will. Because I've been starving to death.
Aww. But pretty soon you're going to be used to eating less food. You won't feel like that, and you're going to look so much better.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, maybe then I'll be able to fit into those nice house dresses. Cheryl found me a beautiful house dress store.
What does it look like?
They go up to 5X.
Oh, are they new or used?
No, they're new, but they're ugly Jewish woman housewives. I just didn't know that they still make them. Let me forward it to you. Let's see here. Oh, my God, I'm going to burp. I'm just so devastated I have to fly back to Chicago. It's going to be fucking 10 degrees. It was warm all winter, and it was 10 degrees. And I have to go to Christine Osama's to pick up my car. And I have the dog with me. And it's, you know, I feel kind of bad for bringing the dog with me when I could leave him here. But he's my dog, and I miss him, you know?
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Let's see. Cheryl, you stupid bitch, where's the thing? Oh, clothing for Madge. Okay.
I'm actually not online right now. Is that okay?
It's okay. You'll get it later. You can read it in, you know, when you're shopping for me for my birthday.
Okay. Shish.
They're not expensive, but they're more expensive than they should be. No. Buy two for only $22. Four for $42. It says it goes... Amerimarcads.com. That's a weird name. Oh, my God. I think that's the same people that makes wigs. Amerimarcads.com. Amerimark. Whatever. Ask Cheryl. I mean, I'm sending this to you, but... Brown Paisley. They have Sage Muffy. Paisley Border. Southwest... Midnight Border, Purple Border, they're all horrible. Have you ever seen a Jewish woman go out to get the paper with her boobs hanging out, wearing a house dress? You know how they wear those ugly things where it's like weird necklines and boobs everywhere?
Yeah, and like something covering their hair, like a turban type thing.
And they smell like mothballs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's what she has, and it goes up to 5X.
Wow. What do you think you are, 3X?
7, but I'll squeeze in after my Weight Watcher.
Good.
Can you come soon? Because my my windows are finished, so I have to put my place back together right now. Everything's under tarps.
Hello?
Yeah, hello? Hello? Can you not hear me anymore?
My phone just cut out.
Can you hear me?
No, I can hear you now, but the phone...
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can hear you.
I just want to say, ask if you could come over sooner because they finished my new they put the new windows in and I need help because everything's under tarps.
Yeah, sure. I can come the week of, the week of the 5th of February.
Oh, February. Oh, I am so fucking nuts. Yeah, that should be good, I think.
Okay.
But what about Helen Nation?
What about her?
Fuck her. Okay, that's fine. I can go see Helen after that. That's no problem. Because that'll give me at least a month here or back there in Chicago. And then we'll clean and food. But we're not going to binge this time, promise?
I promise. We'll stay on our points. We'll eat skinny cows and kashi.
Skinny cows, kashi, singles point yogurts. And on our last day before the meeting, we go to that food court and have disgusting crepes stuffed with ice cream and whipped cream.
I don't want to eat those ever again. They were disgusting.
No,
we can get takeout pasta, though.
Well, Chicago's,
I love that place.
Chicago's pizza's good. Oh, yeah. No, we'll go to that. They had that diet place in the food court. What was it named after? That magazine?
Light,
Skinny
healthy.
And Ugly or something?
Yeah.
Skinny and Wrinkled, I think was the name. All right, Griselders, I have to go. I mean, Sheldon, I have to go. Thanks for talking to me.
No problem. I'm going to go to Pilates in the morning.
Okay, I'll stretch it out.
I will. Bye.
Bye. Now we're calling Carlos to continue this. Carlos. Hello, Carlos. Carlos?
Hello?
Carlos?
Yeah.
Carlos.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, Carlos, can you hear me? God damn it, Carlos.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry.
Do you hear me?
Yes, perfectly.
What the fuck was the problem a minute ago? Why did it take you 10 seconds to respond to my pregunta? That's a little Spanish.
Because I was kind of, doing the chat thing with you and had to close the window. I'm kind of doing yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. You're okay. Recording, right?
I am. I was, the reason I had to postpone is because I had to talk to Sheldon before she went to bed.
Uh-huh.
And so anyway, Just to remind my audience, you are Carlos from the Mexicos.
Yes.
Mexicos. And, okay, so what are we going to talk about today? You had some subjects that were particularly interesting for you. Keep in mind, I am recording, and this is going on the show unedited. So don't tell me anything you don't want to be broadcasted.
All right.
Because I don't want to fucking edit Carlos. I'm busy. Yeah, I'll try. I got to fly to Chicago tomorrow where it's 2 degrees.
Yeah, stupid it's really cold.
Sorry, that was Pat.
Who was that stupid bitch for?
Pat said that, not me.
Pat?
Yes, Pat sometimes speaks through me. It's a long story.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What
you got for me?
Well, I got the Creative Commons people.
Okay, what about them?
They're a bunch of assholes.
Why is that?
Because I don't know. You know, there's like you know what Creative Commons is, right?
That CC where it's some stupid like intellectual property bullshit that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Except there's no money. It's just retarded. That one.
Yeah, that one. Yeah. How come you say it's retarded though? I mean, I want to see your opinion on it first.
No, I don't have anything against Creative Commons per se. I just really don't see the point of it, honestly. Uh-huh. Like, okay, there's this wonderful podcast. I love this guy's show, Evil Genius Chronicles. One of the first podcasts I listened to, Dave Slusher. He's great. Well, I once did a mashup where I played him and Lenny Bruce together, and he just loved it, you know, and it was pretty good. And so he's constantly, and Matt, please link to that. With your radio.libs.com, Evil Genius Chronicles. Oh. So he always links to that, and God, my fingernails look dirty, and I gotta go to fucking, I hate flying, especially in the morning. But I gotta go to, what was I with this? So he links to me and he says, he made a post yesterday about Creative Commons or something. He's like, Creative Commons is good, and here's my proof, you know. When Madge Weinstein did this show, because I had a Creative Commons license, she was able to use my program in a mashup, you know? And I'm like, huh? Do you think I would, like, I would care?
Like, right, right.
Like, I would ever think to look at that? You know, attribution. It just seems useless. But the real reason I think it's stupid, I don't understand the concept of intellectual property, because it just reminds me of that Marxist idea that the last stage of communism is when you can buy and sell things that can't be sold. Hello, what else could this be? You know, that's so stupid.
Yeah.
And did you hear about the RIAA?
No. What's up with them?
This is ferocious. It's really that. Let me find this. I posted on Yeast.
Okay, I'll try to talk. Over the search.
Go to yeastradio.com. What do you mean talk over the search?
I don't know. Because, you know, you can't have dead air on the Cirrus, right?
Oh, but you hear me okay, that's what I meant. Right? Because I'm using popular. You don't hear the key clacking, right?
I kind of hear sometimes a little clack, but it doesn't bother me at all.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so if you look at yeastradio.com, you can read this with me. Sky Panther synthesis to me. Joe Biden, Dianne Feinstein, this is my little parentheses, two of the primary uterus Democrats, meaning they're only Democrats because they're pro-choice, and two GOP, that's kind of like goth, GOP senators are sponsoring a bill called the Perform... Carlos, what is that?
Sorry, name? I don't know, sorry.
Are you fucking with shit? Are you masturbating while I'm trying to talk about it?
No, I'm not.
You like Dianne Feinstein?
I wish I was, but no.
All right. And two GOP senators are sponsoring a bill called the Perform Act. It's in caps, so I guess it stands for something. That would require podcasts with music and satellite radio to be locked up with music, industry-approved DRM software. From the article.
Why? I mean, wait. Can we interrupt right there? I mean, what's the utility of this? I mean, how will this benefit me? How will this benefit end user?
Hold on. Okay. You're not an American. That's how.
Okay. Oh,
you're
I see. You're
lucky. No. Oh. I'm joking about that. All right. No, I just want to finish reading this, and I got a little bit angry there. That's why Pat said that. Pat Sajak. Mm-hmm. From the article, all audio services, webcasters included, would be obligated to implement reasonably available and economically reasonable copy protection technology aimed at preventing music theft and restricting automatic recording. Now, I wrote in all caps, and I can't emphasize this enough, and this is the message we have to spread in its full profane glory. Joe Biden and Dianne Feinstein are sellout assholes. Let them know their political careers will be ruined if they continue sucking on the RIAA's wart-infested cock. You know, don't...
You said all that?
It's like, don't we have a war? Aren't there thousands of people that we're killing and forgetting about
nomads.
The fact you're supposedly fighting this phony terrorist thing? I mean, why on earth do you care about what I listen to and whether or not your friends... You know, what the fuck? I thought the Democrats were supposed to be doing capital reform. Now, here's what really pissed me off. You go to America Blog and Daily Coast. I didn't go to the others, but I went to those two left-wing bloggers. And guess what? They didn't even mention this. It's like all they care about is being on the party side. That's just as bad as being a fucking Republican if you can't see things.
All they care about is what?
Well, being the whole, you know, being on the Democratic side, furthering the Democratic Party. And not the issues, you know? Mm-hmm.
Right.
Hello. Wow. So that just makes me so mad. Like, I mean, what could they be doing to find... I mean, I thought they're not allowed to give them money, or am I wrong? I thought they did some campaign reform with us and so.
Yeah, you mean about the RIAA or?
Yeah, I mean.
Could you give me a second?
To do what?
Pull your dick out?
You talking to your girlfriend or your wife or whatever?
No.
Good. I would slap her.
No. Let's not talk about her. She's in the room.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's listening to us?
Yeah, she's listening to us.
Girlfriend. I mean, wife. I don't care.
Yeah.
Just tell her I'm not competition because I'm a less bona.
No, that's fine. She's fine with everything.
She's happy to have you busy for a while.
I guess.
So forget about the... All right, we'll talk about this later. I want to talk about you and your Chiapas or whatever it is.
No. I don't want to talk about that right now.
What about the thing is... The Creative Commons, I mean. I didn't mean Chiapas.
Yeah, the Creative Commons. See, there's this new... if you go onto the Creative Commons site, whatever, I could link to it. I don't want to because the machine, the gigahertz, it's going to, you know, fuck up the
bandwidth. Yeah, don't do that because you'll have to hear a yell.
So the thing is... they have this other license that's going on. It's the it's like in development. It's kind of one of those they have like four of those licenses and they're gonna try to bring this one out. But it's like been 2 years already. The license is called the translation license.
Is that like Wanda Wisdom Transvestite?
No. Kind of. It's sort of like that.
Okay.
Yeah. The license
is dicks. Carlos, we've been on the phone for almost 9 minutes, and you still haven't gotten to the point.
The point is, there's...
God damn it. What was
Jesus.
That noise? Okay, what's the point with the transvestite license?
The point here is the person who was in charge of this, carrying on this discussion about the translation license is like totally stalling the thing. She's not active in the thing. She's not, doing the moderation. She's not promoting people to get into the list. It's a mailing list. There's nothing going on.
What's the translation license?
The translation license, we'll see, it's still in development, but the proposal is for it to have, say you write in English, right?
Mm-hmm.
You write a book in English, Madge Weinstein's biography, whatever.
Blame
and then, so then you want it. You want some promotion, right? Say you say, mm-hmm. Okay, well, I want to make money on it. I only want to make money on this English, on the sales of the original language where it's published, you know, English, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to say, okay, well, if somebody wants to translate it into Swahili or Spanish or whatever the hell, any other language, I don't give a shit if I don't get any money or royalties on that because that's another language. The market is,
Okay, so the translation license would just sort of make this work within the Creative Commons framework.
Right.
Okay, so what's the problem then? So you got a lesbian in charge. She's slow.
Right.
Big deal. How does that make the whole organization suck?
Well, I don't see. Well, that's another.
Isn't it a volunteer organization, Carlos? Why don't you do it?
Well, I am. I'm.
Oh, sorry.
I'm. Huh?
No, I'm just talking to myself. It's bad.
Okay.
Making noises like that.
Right. I'm in the list. You know, I'm in. I've been in the list and the mailing list, whatever the hell what it's called. The Yahoo groups of these people, they have their own mailing group, mailing list, whatever the hell it's called.
And so if anybody who knows these Creative Commons people who listen, tell this whoever this person is that's sitting on her fat ass eating cran apples or those, what are they called, cranberry? No, craisins. I know she's eating craisins because it's so good. Right. Those things will keep you unproductive for months. They did for me before I started Weight Watchers. But look, so get off your fat ass and finish the translation engine. Is that it?
Yeah, already.
That's the whole deal?
No, that's not the whole deal.
What does this have to do with the political stuff?
Yeah, it has to do with the fact that I'm trying to contact the Creative Commons, the Mexican Creative Commons people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, trying to get them to, you know, like pick up the baton or whatever, you know, like
pick up the prolapse
and, you know,
a Sherolian metaphor.
Put it down into a table and, you know, get one of those bread roller things.
Okay. No.
And then, you know, put it like into a pizza and then
yummy.
You know, you get the dough, the prolapse dough, and form it into like a breadstick. You know, a big giant breadstick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the penis shaped breadstick.
I can just picture Cheryl masturbating her enormous laps right now.
Bake it up, get it strong and hard, and you know, send it to the Cheryl Murkowskis of the world.
Oh, that's what I'm trying to say. So, Carlos, does this have something to do with the political parties there, or is that something you don't want to go into, or what?
I kind of don't want to go into it too much. I'll just say that the people who are in the people who are running the Creative Commons the Creative Commons in Mexico are they're pretty much they're in bed with the federal government. I mean,
the federal government or the party that. Is currently
the party who is now in the federal government,
which is the what, PRC? PRC?
Yeah, the pro-lapse party.
Okay, now how do you know
this party?
How do you know this?
Well, because you remember during the elections, if you went to the Spanish version of the Wikipedia site and you saw the candidate, the wife has left the room, so I can speak a little better.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can't you go into the basement or the toilet?
Well, yeah, but then there's going to be like a huge motherfucking sound everywhere. And
Okay, I got you.
Because my setup is like hanging just get by out a thread.
While the girlfriend's gone. Go ahead, spill it.
Right, so these people, they're not even responding either. Fuck, I don't know how to even go about explaining this whole
deal. Calm down, put your finger up your asshole and relax. Hopefully it's clean.
Hopefully it is. I'll just get a pen. Probably it's cleaner. And I don't even know why that'll relax me. But
a menthol rub, that stuff you put on your back when you got a sore back, put it up your ass.
Bengay or what?
Bengay, yeah. That thing.
Right. So the Wikipedia site on the... During the elections, the Wikipedia site, the López Obrador, the what do you call the incumbent? Not the incumbent, the one who was opposing, you know. The
guy that lost the election.
The guy who lost the election, the most leftist guy, whatever, that guy. You went to his Wikipedia site, and you could only find, like, really shitty photographs of the guy. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
And then you went on to the guy who won, you know, the neoliberal... what do you call this thing? The economic, neoliberal economic... the globalist, whatever.
Asshole,
the hell.
Yeah.
Asshole, right.
Calderon.
So you went on to his Wikipedia, what do you call it, article.
Right.
And really good photographs were there, right? Well, you went on the photographs, and all the photographs were Creative Commons licensed. Then you went on, and I said, like, wait, hold, this is weird, you know? And then I went on to the other guy who lost... That guy's site, Obrador. I mean, that guy's article, right?
Yeah.
So, and then I try to add, like, good photographs, you know, just to be, you know, just to balance, because the photographs are just pick them as, you know, an idiot and, you know, like, as a dangerous guy, whatever, all this shit. So I try to put, you know, decent photographs, and then, like, immediately I was, like, blocked and, like, oh, you can't do this, you know, these photographs are not, you know, they're not, you know, they don't play well with the Wikipedia, they're not licensed correctly.
Wait a minute, what do you mean? Was it a licensing issue, or what do you mean they don't play well? There's two different things.
There's people who like roam the Wikipedia sites just telling you, you know, just nagging at you and saying, oh, you can't do this.
Right,
you
I can't understand do that.
You know, this thing you're saying doesn't have any reference.
But this sounds like it was, you're saying this was, sounds like it was orchestrated through Creative Commons. That the reason, are you saying that the reason those, it didn't have good photographs is that the good photographs were not Creative Commons approved?
Right, the good photographs were not Creative Commons approved, and neither were the bad ones. But the I'm not even sure if the bad ones were.
Okay, but can you? I mean, surely he has very nice pictures of himself. Isn't there something in Wikipedia that says if the owner gives permission in a way other than through Wikipedia?
Yeah,
and
but
besides, fuck it. Just put it. Why can't you just call his office, get a good picture, and put it on with a, you know, with his authorization.
Well, because then, I mean, that would be kind of, I mean, I don't know how, I mean, I can't do that, you know, I mean, my resources don't permit me to make calls and you do all this other shit. I'm just, you know, I'm just a Wikipedia editor trying to get,
but you could email
trying to be neutral here, trying to get,
okay,
you know,
well, yeah, right. The issue is what's interesting anyway, so we needn't get more, I'm micromanaging this, but this is very interesting. So what you're saying is, explain it a little more, maybe.
Everything like these guys, I know they're with the government. I didn't have a lot of show prep. I was just pissed, you know. I was just pissed today. You know how much the phone calls cost here in Mexico? I bought like a whole big bunch of cell phone credits to call the main guy from the Creative Commons in Mexico. I called him up.
Yeah.
The guy doesn't even he doesn't even have to check the fucking thing. You know how you check? You go into an office and you have to check your number. You have to pass a badge or some bullshit where it says, "Oh yeah, he was here." Blah blah blah. Well, he doesn't even have to do that because he doesn't. I mean, he I'm like contacting him. He says like, "Oh, call me at the office." He's never at the. I mean, he doesn't even have to go to the office. You know, he didn't even give me his cell phone. The fucking secretary who picks up is just fucking screening me. I mean, if I called, for example, I called today, earlier in the day, I called the San Francisco office. Well, the chick wasn't there, but the chick who picked up the phone, I mean, the fucking voicemail, there was this chick, Jennifer Yen, someone, who
she
I'm going to try to...
Chinese.
Yeah, it sounds like,
okay,
sounds
she
like
probably
somebody...
Wanted, she was probably busy cutting out some organs from some homeless people in that park. They have a lot of those there. It's a good supply.
Yeah, chopping off some... what's that religion thing, spiritual yoga thing, whatever?
Falun Gong
livers and pancreases.
Mostly.
Mostly.
So you were calling?
So I'll call this chick, right? So this chick picks up and she says like, yeah, hello. I mean, she's like, oh, I'm not here right now. This is the Creative Commons office. Well, I called the other fuck and who the fuck picks up? But, you know, but his business, you know, he's basing his Creative Commons office off of his fucking business, and they don't even pick up, you know, saying
I don't understand.
It's fucked up.
Well,
man.
What's the other business? There's Wikipedia.
Business is you know what the business is? It's an intellectual property fucking business, man.
It's an attorney.
It's an attorney for a intellectual property person. And very strange because ever since, you know, just when the electoral campaign started, everything from the federal government was being Creative Commons licensed. Everything, every communique, every fucking press release, everything was Creative Commons. And I'm like, who the fuck is, you know...
With what kind of attributes?
If you went to the Creative Commons site, the Mexican Creative Commons site, like...
Yeah.
Fuck, it said there, like, hey, you know what?
I don't speak Chinese, Carlos, so you'll have
to... The federal government is now, you know, licensing everything as a... Everything they pull out is licensed by Creative Commons.
For anyone? Like that thing where it's shared for anyone, no commercial or what? Not that it matters.
I don't remember. Yeah, it was like a, it was an okay license. I mean, it was like, yeah, kind of like.
So there's apparently, there's obviously the government is well aware of Creative Commons.
Yes. At least. And there's these yuppies who, you know, like try to, you know, they just try to be cyber cool. And it's open source just for people who have the money to understand what the fuck is going on with technology. It's not socialist at all. It betrays all of it, the fucking principles. How the fuck? I don't understand how the fuck. Like, Lawrence Lessig, the fucker who, you know, genius fucker, who I'm not criticizing him particularly. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, good for him. He did all this shit. It's great. It's excellent. But how the fuck, I mean, these yuppies, well-connected yuppies, how come somehow mingled in some fucking party, convinced some fucker from Creative Commons that they were cool, they were, you know, worthy of representing Mexico in this Creative Commons shit? How the fuck did that happen, man?
Carlos, that may very well be the case, but you really need to find out if that's true, because it might not be. There might be something else connecting them. I'm not trying to be the devil's advocate, but
I know.
You know, you have to be fair. So what, I understand you have limited resources because you got to work at that Machinera or whatever it is where they kidnap women and take them to Maine to boil oysters or whatever. But what do you think people need, what can people do to help you with this?
I don't know. If somebody can get me, I'm already trying to get in touch.
Maybe somebody can fuck you up the ass? Would that help?
No, that happens on a daily basis at work at the uh-huh. fucking
panopticon. I'm literally careless.
Yeah, well, I need my dick sucked. That would be okay. Better than my ass fucked.
Okay. And your wife doesn't do that? Hello.
Let's not get into that. She just came back.
Well, I know a nice club in Berlin if you ever get there. Anyway, right. Go ahead.
So yeah, so I don't know. I just wanted to get the word out and, you know, just expose or something.
So people out there, maybe somebody can look for the connection between the Wikipedia, the Creative Commons, the Mexican government. I'm having a Viactive, Carlos. That's why I'm chewing. Do you know what Viactive is?
What's a Viactive? What's that?
Oh, it's beautiful. It's this purple dietary uh-huh. supplement. But it says milk chocolate, artificial flavor, active nutrition for women by women. It's just.
I'm confused.
Why?
It says all natural, then artificial flavoring.
You're right. I didn't notice that.
What?
Did I just say that?
I think
no,
so.
No. I didn't say all natural, did I? It says active nutrition by women.
It sounds. It's purposefully confusing.
Wrong.
It's like fat-free fat.
It doesn't say all natural, but it does say tamper-resistant, strong bone. Wait. Corn ingredients, corn syrup, high-fructose corn syrup, calcium carbonate, sugar, chocolate, non-fat milk, cocoa butter, soy lecithin. Oh, this sounds totally healthy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Does that sound great?
Yeah, it sounds...
But it makes me more womanly because it increases the intake of carbohydrates.
Does it have estrogens?
Mostly, yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes, right. I don't fucking know. So why do you ask me that? That's a weird question. You think I don't have enough estrogen or something?
Weird. No, question. You know. Not. I wasn't implying anything by that
question.
Yeah,
you were. Oh, I didn't put my iced tea down. God damn it. I'm doing a diet, Carlos, and I gotta watch. I got to find out how many calories I had in this goddamn fucking iced tea. Okay, so 70 times 2 is 140, plus 35 is what? 175 calories. Can you remember that?
75?
175.
Oh, sorry.
No fiber, no fat. Okay.
Yeah, you can...
You
know, once I like lost a whole big bunch of pounds, I was studying judo and then I was like a really fit and then like quit or something happened, I quit and then I started putting on weight. So I'm like, you know what, I'm not gonna put on.
What? Carlos. Goddamn Carlos. What the fuck he said. Carlos, stick it back in. Oh, God damn it. Why the fuck is this piece of goddamn cord? I can't afford a fucking computer that works. Careless. Get it
yeah.
in.
I'm
What's
there.
Going on with your computer?
I don't know. Some prolapse is getting all over it. I don't know.
Careless. Where's the money going in Mexico and where is it coming from? Is there any money coming into that country? Don't you guys have oil or something?
Oil?
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah, I guess... Hello?
Yes, Carlos.
Damn it.
What is going on? It sounds like you have a short penis.
Yeah, it's... I think...
Carlos, you're driving me fucking crazy. Stop it. God damn it. Where are you, Carlos? Still not there. All right. Well, we're fucked. I guess we're done with this, Carlos, since you can't get your shit together. Oh, my God. Hurry. Carlos. Oh, there's Cheryl Better. Rilch. Hi, Rilch. How you been doing?
Mostly.
Speak up, whore. I was just talking about you.
Mostly.
Well, I hate to do this to you, but this is a Yeast Radio cliffhanger. This is a very long show, and believe it or not, there's an hour and a half left with Cheryl and more fun. But you're going to have to wait till Turd Marrow for that. And get fucked. Bye. Have a nice day, assholes.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.